Trump's defense team in the quote-unquote alleged hush money trial absolutely demolished the prosecution's case. National Enquirer ex-publisher David Pecker, back on the witness stand today over the ex-president's alleged payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Yesterday, actually, Trump called his former ally's five-hour testimony, quote, beautiful. It was beautiful. It was amazing. And the former American Media Inc. CEO detailed schemes to buy and bury negative Trump stories from women ahead of the 2016 presidential election. And on a really kind of sad, ironic note, it's the president's wife's birthday, Melania Trump. Some people have called the most classiest first lady we've ever had in our country. Certainly one of the most beautiful, that's for sure. And I think she's definitely classy as well. I don't put too much stock in first ladies, but he, you know, instead of being allowed, this is a former president of the United States, instead of being allowed to be with his wife on this special day, the fake Don Judge Juan Merchan ordered Trump to be in the courtroom every single day of the trial, which is actually unprecedented, unheard of, and a lot of people would surmise that this is all about preventing him from going on the campaign trail. I mean, it's so absurd. It's so absurd. This is the most consequential election of our republic. We're literally in the home stretch here. We've got 6 months, 7 months till the actual election. This is the most important time to be out there campaigning and advocating your positions and why you're the best candidate. And this fake sham trial, don't take my word for it, millions of legal experts, legal analysts, all the best in the business, Alan Dershowitz, Jonathan Turley have all said this is a sham. By the way, Jonathan Turley is a Democrat, and he's saying this is a sham. So this isn't conspiracy. It's a total sham. He did nothing wrong, no crime, no victim, much like Letitia Big Shame James, much like Fannie Cash Money G. Willis, Alvin Do Nothing Bragg, the fake Don Juan Merchan. They're all in on this. This is all election interference. They won't let him be with his wife on this special day. Check out this video of Trump wishing his wife happy birthday.
I want to start by wishing my wife, Melania, a very happy birthday. It'd be nice to be with her, but I'm at a courthouse for a rig trial. It's a rig trial. Terrible. But we're doing very well in this rig trial. Everybody knows it. Yesterday was a big day. But I do have to begin by wishing Melania happy birthday. She's in Florida. I'll be going there this evening after this case finishes up, this horrible, unconstitutional case.
It's so sad, you know what? I mean, you can really, really tell, too, that. And I've heard from real insiders who know Melania and the former president really well. They really, really love each other, and they just really care about each other. And the press wants to say, oh, you know, they've used all these ridiculous montages and ridiculous made-up stories that they're that she's a trophy. I mean, it's awful things they said about this relationship, but you can tell the love is there. And it is so embarrassing that this fake Don Juan Merchan judge, this corrupt judge, won't allow the former president. He's not in Georgia. The Georgia McAfee doesn't require him to be in Georgia. The Supreme Court's not requiring him to be for the immunity trial. Letitia Big Shame James isn't requiring him to be in the falsified financial records case, which is all, these are all shams. But for some reason, interestingly enough, fake Don Juan Merchan requires him to be there, and it's just embarrassing. So let's get into the testimony. So David Pecker, who is an ex-publisher of the National Enquirer. I know why the prosecution would think this is a credible witness. He testified today that essentially saying, I mean, he completely destroyed the prosecution's case. I'm going to share this video. Plus, we're going to talk about a couple of other things too. But the defense, Trump's defense team managed to absolutely destroy his testimony and poke holes all through it. Pecker testified that he ran hit pieces in coordination with Cohen and Trump against his political enemies. However, that's what he said yesterday. Today, Pecker admitted that his paper recycled stories from other papers and framed them in a different light because you're the ex-publisher of the National Enquirer, the most smut, ridiculous periodical that nobody takes seriously on planet Earth. It is the embodiment of fake news. It literally is fake news. The hit piece he ran on Ben Carson was actually published after Politico ran a very similar story. And then watch this. Listen to this video right here where Pecker admits that Trump had no idea what he was talking about when he's asked about reimbursing Michael Cohen for the Stormy payment. Check this out.
Pecker also said when he spoke to Trump about Trump reimbursing Michael Cohen for paying adult film actress Stormy Daniels, Trump told him he had no idea what Pecker was talking about. Pecker testified again about purchasing the lifetime rights to former Playboy model Karen McDougal's story as well. He said he did that in part because he and Cohen had concerns it would hurt Trump's campaign. Notably, he did not say those concerns came from Trump himself.
So where is the crime? Where is the victim? Where is the issue? Where is the obstruction? Where is the supposed criminal activity? It's nowhere to be found. And Pecker, who the prosecution brought up to testify, literally has just blown up the entire case. I mean, this case should be absolutely dismissed immediately. And then Trump lawyers absolutely destroyed, not that it was hard to do, Michael Cohen's character. Check this out. So he's the key witness. Michael Cohen's the key witness in this entire trial. And not only is he a convicted felon, but we now know he was concocting schemes to get more money from Trump. And he's all over TikTok, which is about to be banned. He's all over TikTok broadcasting, oh, I'm going to tell my side of the story. This guy is a complete vermin. That's what he is. According to David Pecker, check this out. This is huge. Cohen wanted him to send paparazzi to a meeting he was having with Mark Cuban in an attempt to make Trump jealous and put pressure on him to treat Cohen differently. I mean, it's just there's no doubt that Cohen, admitted liar, admitted perjurer, admitted snake, admitted vermin, admitted turncoat, admitted betrayal. This guy is willing to do anything, say anything about Trump to get himself out of trouble. I mean, I think the biggest, I don't know why they would do it, but the biggest bombshell that's going to come out of this case, I mean, Pecker is nobody. The biggest bombshell that's going to come out of this case is, I don't even know if they're going to do it, but is when Cohen takes the stand. I think maybe the Trump defense team would subpoena him if the prosecution does not. But how do you hinge your entire case on a known, admitted liar who lied to Congress, who's lied to federal officers, who's lied to courts before? How do you hinge your entire case on somebody who has zero ethos and zero credibility? This case is going nowhere. It's going nowhere fast. This should be dismissed. We should end this nonsense yesterday. We should end this circus clown show yesterday. Let's get on. You really want to put democracy on the ballot, Democrats? Stop trying to interfere with this election. Let these two go at it. Debates? Where's the debates? Where is Biden proving to the world that he has that he's not incontinent, that he's not incognizant, that he has his cognition abilities? Where is that? Why won't he debate Trump? Let's get these two in the ring. Have them debate. Have them actually flush out their ideas and their perspectives and let the American people decide whether or not which policies moving forward are the best for them. That's what should be happening, not these sham impediments that people have admitted, legal scholars, legal experts have admitted time and time again that what Alvin Do Nothing Bragg, what Judge the fake Don Juan Merchan are doing here, on top of Fannie Cash Money G, Letitia Big Shame James, and Jack, this is turned into the worst kind of banana republic. This is not America. And so these guys, I mean, people have admitted they're doing things that have they have no precedence in legal criminal justice system processes. They have no precedence. What Alvin Do Nothing Bragg is doing in this specific alleged hush money trial, legal scholars have admitted we've never seen anything like it. We've never seen him do We've never seen a prosecutor, a district attorney, bend and obstruct the truth in such a manner before. So this needs to be disbarred. It needs to be discontinued. It needs to be completely over yesterday. I want to throw this off to you guys, Nez Nation. What do you guys think? What do you think of David Pecker? What do you think of Michael Cohen? What do you think of that testimony where he said he literally admitted that Trump had no idea what we were talking about, which to me exonerates him completely. He was already free. He already didn't do anything, but I mean, further confirms this is all a sham. Let me know in the comments down below. As always, I try really, really hard to respond to all the comments. It's literally physically impossible for me. So members, super chats get top priority. Consider joining and being a member of our channel. It only costs you a cup of coffee for the entire month. I mean, literally, when you go to Starbucks in the morning, you spend more than that in 30 seconds. And to be a member, you get all sorts of perks, exclusive content, badges next to your name and live stream, shout outs, our exclusive members only Discord, and a whole lot more. It only costs you a cup of coffee, and all proceeds go back into the channel so I can continue producing free content. You know, this stuff isn't easy. You know, lighting, production, camera, scripting, qualitative, quantitative research, due diligence. This stuff ain't easy. It ain't easy. I know I make it look easy, but it ain't easy. So consider becoming a member. Here's something I want to give you, though, that's free. It's absolutely free. You can become a Nez Nation Insider. What is that, Nez? It's our free newsletter. All you got to do is sign up. The link is in the pinned comment, show notes, and description. Give us your best email, and you'll get all this best first to publish videos, live streams, coverage, top stories, current events, breaking news that mainstream media won't cover right to your inbox. That's free. That's absolutely free. And that's in the pinned comment and in the show notes and description. As always, Nez Nation, check out these videos coming up on the screen right now. They're phenomenal. You might have missed them. God bless you, and God bless America. I'll see you soon.